Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dan Millman's great book, Everyday Enlightenment.
Desired and Undesired Habits. Quote, make any positive behavior as convenient as possible. To break my habit of snacking in the evenings, I keep dental floss and a toothbrush in the downstairs bathroom near the kitchen. Right after dinner, I floss and brush. I'm far less likely to snack because if I eat something, I have to floss and brush all over again. Make any negative behavior as inconvenient as possible. To smoke less, keep only one pack of cigarettes at home, in a small locked safe, under some luggage in the closet, in the garage. You might also put the television in that same closet, so you take it out only for special events, and use your old TV time writing that book, painting that picture, or learning a new language. In this way, you replace old negative routines with new behaviors, pouring new energy into a new you. End quote. That is genius. And funny. It's a good place to put your pack of cigarettes, huh? Super simple stuff, as all truly great ideas are, and equally powerful. What's the number one positive habit you want to create in your life? What's the number one negative habit you want to boot from your life? All right, sweet. Now, what can you do to make that positive habit really easy to do? And what's one thing you can do to make the negative habit really hard to do? Think about that. I'm on sabbatical in Bali as I write this, and the top positive habit I want to build and the negative habit I want to say adios to are tied together. By far, my number one positive habit I want to develop is to focus exclusively on my top priority for the day. At the moment, that's creating a note before I go online. My number one negative habit is, slash was, checking my email or getting online before I'd rocked my top priority. So to make the positive habit convenient and the negative one inconvenient, I actually made sure the villa I moved into this month didn't have internet. If I want to go online, I have to walk into town and go to an internet cafe. And oh my God, my productivity has soared. I think I'll have to put the wireless modem in the closet or something and have to fetch it out, plug it in when I want to use it when I'm back in my place with internet. But back to you. What are your top positive and negative habits? How can you make the positive one really easy to rock and the negative one really hard to keep doing? It's really worth paying attention to. Press pause, think about that, and start rocking it.